Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for today, the seventh day of the month of February, year 2022. We bless God for the beginning of another week. We bless God for the beginning of another moment. We bless God for a new dawn. We appreciate the Lord for his mercies over our lives. Wherever you are, thank the Lord, worship him. Thank the Lord, adore him, bless his name. He is worthy of all praise. He is the everlasting Father. He is the I am that I am, the beginning and the ending. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are the excellent God. You are the King of glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Anadom. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Sing it, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name of the Lord. Beloved, if you are joining us on this program, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. And this program comes up every midnight between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. God have done unusual work with this broadcast. God has demonstrated his power. God has demonstrated his mighty hand of favor using this broadcast. And therefore, I know that as you are connected to us, and as you are going to send also to your friend, the God of wonders, the God that does all things, the God that intervenes in situation, the God that specializes in impossibility, shall undo our situation. The Lord shall take over in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall have testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. As I pray, you pray at the same time. As I call it, you call it at the same time, and things begin to happen. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life in Jesus' name. Say, blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me in Jesus' name. Pray, say, I withdraw my photograph from the register of family shrine. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my photograph from the register of family shrine. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my photograph from the register of family shrine. In Jesus, they say, I withdraw my name from the register of the family shrine. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my name from the register of family shrine. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my name from the register of family shrine. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my name from the register of family shrine. In Jesus' name we pray, say, satanic embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo on my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo on my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo on my destiny, scatter in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wonderful, wonderful. Aha. Something is going on already. Magrako sekoto embiamokan gratilis kundiali lagele sendi liburukusa. Pray this prayer. Say, oh God, my Father. Deliver me from foundational problem in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from foundational problem in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from foundational problem in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from foundational problem in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, any problem that will make people weep for me, akata lakata, backfire in the name of Jesus. Any problem that will make people weep for me, backfire, backfire. Any problem that will make people weep for me, backfire, backfire. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any coffin assigned to bury my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any coffin assigned to bury my destiny, catch fire. Somebody needs that prayer. Somebody needs to pray that prayer. You have been having dreams, seeing yourself being buried in the coffin. You need to pray that prayer. Any coffin assigned to bury my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any coffin assigned to bury my destiny, catch fire. Catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, book of generational failure bearing my name, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Book of generational failure bearing my name, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Book of generational failure bearing my name, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, wicked laughter against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Wicked laughter against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Wicked laughter against my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Our beloved, the Lord has done a lot there. Somebody has prayed that prayer and the Almighty God has disgraced your stubborn enemy. Yes, I decree into the life of that sister, that breakthrough they said will not get into your hand, before the end of this month, it shall get into your hand in full, in the name of Jesus. There's a brother here that I'm praying for you right now. You have done exam 2 times, you have failed. The third time, God is going to fight for you. And those who gather together to use witchcraft against you shall be disgraced. And you will pass excellently well. Thank you, Father. Beloved, a few days ago, I've been talking about deliverance from mysterious battle. Battle that is mysterious in nature. Battle that you may not understand the meaning of that battle. Battle that look confusing. Battle that mesmerize believers and the children of God. Battle that look unsurmountable. Battle of which that if you don't pray very well, you may not be able to combat. Mysterious battle, a battle that make a wise man mad. The battle that can turn the head of a wise man upside down. And that is the battle we are confronting. Every battle has a beginning, and every battle has 2 legs that is sustaining them. 2 strong legs sustaining the battle. Number one is the leg of strength cause, and number 2 is the leg of hidden covenant. We need to understand that mysterious battle also has 2 legs, the legs of a cause, strength cause, and the leg of evil covenant. I've spoken about a strength cause. A strange cause is a cause that has not been verbalized, it has not been spoken, but it has taken place. It's a cause that is supported by heaven. It's a cause that is very terrible in operation. Then we have what we call evil covenant. When a covenant is evil, it's bad. But when that evil covenant is hidden, it's very, very dangerous. Hidden evil covenant can be dangerous. Unfortunately, this has been what has been strengthening mysterious battle. When you are facing a mysterious battle, you have to trace it down to a strange cause. You have to trace it to this deep, deep hidden covenant. Many people enter into a hidden covenant unknown. It is called hidden because it is not known. It is called hidden because it's secret. It is called hidden because it is covered. So therefore, there are people that have entered into a covenant, but because that covenant has been hidden from them, they could not know that they are inside a covenant, but they begin to experience a lot of disappointment. They begin to experience a lot of failure at the edge of breakthrough. They begin to experience some strengthening just because there's a covenant in place. Listen very well. Hidden covenant. A covenant that are formed in the dream. They are formed in the dream, but the fellow never know that he has entered into a covenant. A covenant formed in the dream with the spirit man of a person is a dangerous covenant. And it's called hidden covenant. Hidden covenant. Hidden covenant are covenant formed by our sextors. Hidden covenants are covenant formed on behalf of somebody by a person who has spiritual authority over that fellow. That means your mother can form a covenant on your behalf. Automatically, you are inside that covenant, but you do not know that covenant because it's hidden from you. Meanwhile, your mommy, your mother had entered into that covenant on your behalf. Anyone who has spiritual authority over you can enter into a covenant on your behalf. And that is why we call it hidden covenant. Covenant that people form through bathing in the river. Covenant that was formed through evil name. Evil family name drag people into evil covenant. We need to pray very well. Hidden covenant are covenant formed through sex. Incest. When a man or a brother in a family is now having sexual relationship with his sister. Incest is a sex going on within the same blood. Is a very, very, very dangerous thing that can bring a strange battle. Beloved, you have to look at all these things and repent of them. Cry unto the Lord for mercy so that he can have mercy upon our lives. There is no battle that God cannot handle. Listen to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 15. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and air. Are we at agreement? You can see now. However, God is saying in verse 18 that your covenant with death shall be disannulled and your agreement with air shall not stand. Every covenant that has been formed on your behalf, it shall not stand. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of darkness formed by any personality to tie me down, I command the covenant to be broken. Broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Any hidden covenant in my foundation that is troubling my destiny, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus Christ. Hidden covenant arresting my next level. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant arresting my next level. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant arresting my next level. In Jesus' name, say every blood covenant affecting my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every blood covenant affecting my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every blood covenant affecting my destiny. In Jesus' name, we pray. Get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. Also get your mantle now. Heavenly Father, we pray unto this mantle. Turn this mantle to an instrument that moves mountains. Through this mantle, all river Jordan shall be parted to two. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of power, the anointing through the God of Elijah, the anointing of signs and wonders, the anointing of power. Enter into this mantle in the name of Jesus. I decree the oil and the water to carry power of the Holy Ghost and be mixed with the blood of Jesus. They shall become an instrument of deliverance, healing, signs, and wonders. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, take the oil or the water, drink it, and you shout this prayer very well. Say, serpentine poison in my body, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Serpentine poison in my body, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Serpentine poison in my body, get out by fire in Jesus name we pray. Say every spiritual bat and spiritual lizard program into my head in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual bat and spiritual lizard program into my head in Jesus name we pray. Put the mantle on your head and lay your hand there. Pray it again. Every spiritual bat and spiritual lizard program into my head in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual bat and spiritual lizard program into my head there in Jesus name we pray. Look at it now. Open your mouth and shout loud and clear. Say evil covenant, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Hidden evil covenant, break and release me. Break. Hidden evil covenant, break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your chest now. And with authority and power, you say, every hidden covenant with infirmity, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with infirmity, break, break, break. Break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with infirmity. Break in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, dream covenant affecting my life. There in the name of Jesus. Dream covenant affecting my life. There in the name of Jesus. Dream covenant affecting my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, covenant with the spirit wife. If you are a man, say spirit wife. If you are a woman, say spirit husband. Covenant with spirit wife. Tormenting my marriage. In the name of Jesus. Covenant with the spirit wife. Tormenting my marriage. There, in the name of Jesus. Covenant with the spirit wife. Tormenting my marriage. There, in Jesus' name, we pray. We shall continue this prayer on covenant tomorrow. Get yourself prepared. Thank you, Father. Take this oil and anoint your stomach and say, Holy Ghost, enter into my body system. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, enter into my body system. Enter, 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 enter. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your hand and say, my hand, receive power to make wealth. In the name of Jesus, my hand, receive power, receive power. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now bring out your prayer request. Lord, we table this request before you. Answer this request by your power. Answer this request by your power. Answer this request by your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be testimony. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done. I prophesy into the life of those looking for the fruit of the womb. You shall be blessed. In this month of February, the Lord shall visit you. Those who are praying to get a suitor, to get a partner in marriage, Holy Ghost, answer them speedily, that before the end of the month of March, there will be mighty testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have property to sell and customers are not coming, I pray now that the embargo on that property shall be broken and every evil handwriting on that property shall be wiped off, shall be wiped off, shall be wiped off, shall be wiped off, shall be wiped off in the name of Jesus Christ. Take over, take over, take over, take over, take over in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We return back all glory to you. Makeko, for you are wonderful. Riba, Ariaraba, Wumpo Kotiriki, Pamparia, Rivos Kondi Kadaba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you have testimony, one or two things you want to pass across, send it to my WhatsApp number. Send it through my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, I worship at MFM, Mountain of Fire Medical Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Dark Town. And I remain your friend. God bless you in Jesus' name. Make sure you share this voice audio with somebody. Let them be blessed, and you shall be blessed more in Jesus' name.